I was born in South Korea and I immigrated to Toronto actually at the age of 25. And then I escaped to California in 2008. It hit me last year when I was replaced by a new graduate therapist who was a lot cheaper than me. Now I'm looking back, I'm glad it happened to me. It was like a slap on my face, but you know, I needed that. And then when your video came up, I was hooked. Again, it was no brainer for me to join your group.
A mom, a real estate agent, and an investor. Today, we're going to be chatting with Miwa out in San Diego, California. Her story is absolutely amazing. And make sure to stay right to the end where she tells you how she became an investor accidentally. In today's episode, she's going to be sharing her journey from South Korea all the way to San Diego. She's going to explain why she joined eXp and the Action Agents. And she'll also talk about her portfolios. And if you like this type of video, make sure to subscribe to our channel because we release a video every single week. Now let's dive in. Welcome, Miwa, to the Action Agent Show. So pumped to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. It's my honor to be on your channel.
Yeah, we've been chatting back and forth trying to make this happen. So, Miwa, you're located in San Diego, California. Tell the audience more about yourself, please.
Sure. I was born in South Korea, and I studied occupational therapy in college. And I immigrated to Toronto, actually.
Oh, close to me.
To work as an occupational therapist at the age of 25. So I guess I was pretty brave and adventurous, you know, to live in a new country, you know, speaking a little of English. So, and then I escaped to California in 2008 because of the warm weather. And then I continued working as an occupational therapist up until last year. So while I was working 9-to-5 job, I always had interest in real estate investment because I knew I can't get rich and I can't get financial freedom from the paycheck that I was getting as a therapist. But I couldn't pull the trigger because I was so used to and comfortable getting paycheck every 2 weeks. Even though I knew I had to do something, but I continued just working 9-to-5 job for somebody else's dream. And then it hit me last year when I was replaced by a new graduate therapist who was a lot cheaper than me. So particularly, I worked for this employer for 8 years. And no matter how hard I worked for the company, I was just one of their business expenses. So it was a wake-up call for me, and I had to do something. So I woke up and I swore to myself, I'm not going to be replaceable ever again, and I'm not going to raise my children to be replaceable human beings. So by the time I quit my job, we had to move to relocate to San Diego because of my husband's job. So I decided to become a full-time agent while taking care of my children to get adjusted to the new school and new city. Yeah.
Wow. What a story. Seriously though, right? So from South Korea, and I love, okay, there's so much to unpack. From South Korea, you moved at 25 years old. Yes, that is a
Yes, huge... I was 25 years old and wow. I immigrated myself Toronto. Actually, my whole family still live in South Korea. Yeah.
Really?
My parents, yeah, my parents and my sister, yeah, everybody, oh, wow. My aunts, uncles.
Oh, wow. No, that's incredible. Seriously, to immigrate at 25, like, I know I wouldn't have been able to do that, right? So that's super powerful. So Toronto, not far from me. I don't blame you. You're like, you know what? I'm tired of this cold weather. Sorry, I'm in California. So that, I was going to wonder how long that took. But very powerful what you just said is I'm never going to be replaced again.
Yes.
8 years of blood, sweat, tears, right? Putting in, and then, hey, I can find someone who does this cheaper. Goodbye, right? That must have hurt, obviously. That must have been a pretty big slap in the face at some point.
Yeah.
But okay, so Miwa, now that you know what you know and looking back...
Stop. Are you protected on the internet? We've recently teamed up with NordVPN. They are the fastest VPN provider in the world. They have global coverage. Mel and I personally use this on our laptops and on our cell phones. Whether we're at home, the office, or traveling around the world, we constantly have NordVPN protecting us from all the bad stuff that can happen on the internet. And I'm not techie, but all I need to know is I downloaded NordVPN and now I'm good. I'm safe from all the malware, all the other hackers, all that stuff. So if you want to be safe when you're doing banking, when you're looking at real estate deals, whatever you're doing on the internet, this will give you global coverage. It's also the fastest VPN out there. It'll hide your IP and there's no user tracking. If you're serious about your protection on the internet, make sure to click the link below and sign up for NordVPN.
Things that I think are negative, but they end up being opportunities, in a weird backwards way, are you almost happy that they let you go?
Yes, of course. Otherwise, I'm sure I would be still working for 9-to-5 jobs too. So I'm glad. Now I'm looking back, I'm glad it happened to me. It was like a slap on my face, but you know, I needed that. You know, sometimes they need a life-changing event to make a dramatic change, right? Whether you like it or not. So I'm happy with that.
Okay. No, and I say that because a lot of our listeners, right, if you're going through something right now, if your employer has let you go, or if you're thinking, oh my gosh, things are going so bad in my life right now, what's going on? It might just be that pivot point, or take this as like Miwa just did, take it as a positive and say, you know what, this just released me from the, I call it golden handcuffs. I was in a job like that too, right? A firefighter. The car crash as well was a huge turn.
Yes, I know that. Yeah, I saw it from YouTube video, one of your YouTube videos. It was very inspiring too.
Oh, good. So I totally agree with you. Sometimes your life just needs to grab you and shake you a bit and toss you aside. But it's pretty cool.
I think that's what happened to me. And since my kids are still young, they are 7 years and 3 years old, and I had to think what I can do for them too, right? So
And now, being a real estate agent, you have that flexibility, right? I love it. And no one can replace you. Very, very powerful. Okay. No, super, super cool. So I love the backstory. Thank you so much for telling us that, Miwa. Now, I'm always very curious. What? Because now you got your real estate license, right? You're shopping brokerages and you're looking around. Okay, where am I going? Who's going to best serve? You know, who's going to best serve your needs and make you the most amount of money, right? Let's be real. So what attracted you to, we'll talk two things, like what attracted you to EXP and then what attracted you, because you're part of our Action Agents team.
Yes.
What attracted you to Action Agents? But if you can start with EXP first, please.
Oh, yes. You know, when you get a real estate license, it's just a legal permission that allows you to sell the house. Nothing else, nothing more than that. It doesn't teach you customer service. It doesn't teach you marketing, advertisement, how to start a business from ground up. It doesn't teach you mindset, nothing. So I studied a lot from YouTube videos, from Google and YouTube. And I bought courses and training materials from Facebook ads. I didn't mind paying them as long as they can cut my learning curve in real estate and start business right away. They are teaching me cold calling, buyer the listings, for sale by owner, or driving for pre-foreclosure houses, door knocking, sending postcard, things like that. And since I was a newbie, I thought that's supposed to be, you know, that's how the way it goes. So I tried everything. I spent $1,000 on hiring a virtual assistant for cold calling, skip tracing, sending out postcards. You know, I'm not saying those things are not working. They do, but it feels like I was feeling like I was going backwards in time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because we are living in a new era of AI. AI can cold call for you. AI can write a book for you. You know, AI is showing you what kind of contents to watch based on your search behavior and what you are shopping for. So, and also because I'm a new mom, I'm a busy mom, I had to think about my return on time as well. You know, if I stop prospecting for 3 hours, then there's no business coming in. So I extensively searched social media marketing on YouTube and Google. And Mike Schrott came up, of course, you know, he's all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I immediately hooked by his videos and binge watched everything on his YouTube channels.
Love it.
And whatever he said on YouTube channel all made sense to me. You know, I couldn't agree more. And I know there are some agents selling social media marketing courses like $20,000, but Mike Schrott was offering very high quality social media marketing strategies for free, you know, mm-hmm. as long as I joined EXP with him. Mm-hmm. So at that point, there was it was a no-brainer to me. You know, I was sold on the spot. And then I almost joined EXP with somebody else under Mike Schrott. And then while I was watching his videos, your video was suggested to me. You know, see how powerful YouTube is?
It's very powerful.
Yeah. And then when your video came up, I was hooked immediately. And then again, it was no brainer for me to join your group. You know,
I agree with you, especially someone like you who
obviously love real estate. And I was the same way, right? As soon as I realized what EXP was offering, like, cause it had been explained to me so bad so many times, right? And as soon as I understand what they were offering, I got my license right away. Meanwhile, it was kind of the same thing as you. I had been in real estate for over a decade. And then I met with Mike. And I thought the same thing too, you know, the Wolfpack, what they offer, no brainer, right? To me, in my opinion, like, and then I just thought, you know, what Mel and I can add as part of our creative financing mentoring. So, no, I'm glad we're all on the same page. We're well aligned with, with who we joined in, EXP. Yes. I'm glad you said that. Okay. Super cool. So you have a very, very cool niche, right? In the real estate, like with your real estate license. And mm-hmm. it ties into what you were doing in your past life, right? As
an
OT.
Yes, yes.
Do you want to explain that? Because I'd love for the listeners to know kind of your niche.
Yes, yes, of course. You know, when I was working as an occupational therapist, I worked in a nursing home for the elderly who got hurt in their house and ended up in the nursing home for therapy because they couldn't go back to their old houses. So even after I became a realtor, I didn't know such a thing called the seniors real estate specialist existed. So as soon as I learned about it, I got a certificate and I decided to dive into a seniors market. You know, I'm in a sense, I'm glad my experience as occupational therapist, you know, with my 9-to-5 job, I'm not wasting it because actually I can use it for my advantage, for my clients, because I truly understand what the baby boomers are facing when they have to sell their house and move into assisted living facility. You know, it can be very daunting and stressful experience if you don't know anything about senior care. You know, there's a lot of different kinds of senior care facilities and who's gonna pay for it and how long my money is gonna last, you know, things like that. So it can be very overwhelming and I can help them navigate the process and make a transition as smooth as possible. And I'm an investor myself as well. So most of the time their houses are paid off, you know, free and clear. Yeah, because they live there like for 40 years and 50 years. So, and they can use the equity to pay for their senior care facility expenses. As an agent, and using the creative financing, I can help them structure the deal creatively using owner carry or seller financing. So they don't have to deal with the tenants anymore. And they save a lot of taxes on capital gain because, you know, in San Diego, most of the houses are like over $1 million. You know, of them have over $1 million equity in it, right? So I can structure the deal to save a lot of taxes for them. And then they get monthly installment payment every month, and which can pay for their senior care expenses every month. So I think that's a great tool. And I can create a win-win scenario for the seller. And for the buyer as well, who doesn't have much cash in hand, right? So
I love what you're doing. Like, if you're in the San Diego area and either you're someone who's going to be going into an assisted care center, or if you know if you have a parent or you know someone, reach out to Miwa, right? This is what she does all day, every day. And I love how you said it too, the win-win situation or the win-win scenarios, that you're helping them defer their capital gains, helping them tax-wise, right?
Yes.
And then helping the buyer get creative financing. Like, seller financing is one of my favorite things. We're actually, we hold four mortgages right now too, that we sold the building. So we've been on both sides. Like, I just, it's such a win-win scenario. And you said they get monthly payments, right? They become investors too. I love
Yes. Because, you know, in San Diego, houses are so expensive. You know, if they live there for like 30 years, 40 years, the equity is like easily 1 million, even 2 million, you know, 2 million or 3 million, depending on the location they are in. So the homeowners, the tax exempt is up to $500,000, you know, if they're a couple. And if one of the spouses already passed away, a tax exempt is only $250,000. So they're gonna think about how long my money is gonna last, you know, if I sell this house and pay the capital gain taxes and have to pay for the senior care facilities. And the senior care facilities is getting more expensive every year. So they have to structurally think about, you know, and people live longer than they think, you know. They might think they're going to live until 90 years old. But, you know, when I was working in a nursing home, I saw a lot of people over 100 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely love your strategy. That's amazing, Miwa. It's super cool. You're helping people in years of their lives where huge transition, right? You're moving from being self or independent to assisted living. So that's cool that you've got their back and you're helping them on the real estate side of things. That's awesome.
Yes.
You mentioned, and I have to dive into it now, you said you're an investor. Okay. Tell me more about the being an investor side of things, right?
Well, I became an investor by accident. You know, I bought my first property 10 years ago in Los Angeles.
Okay.
When the market was really down, like 10 years ago. So I got a really good deal. But the thing is, Los Angeles has really bad rent control. So that building particularly had very low rent. But fortunately, since I bought it, the tenant moved out one by one. I thought they were going to live there for a long time. But fortunately for me, they moved out one by one. So what I did was I renovated one unit at a time. And then actually I was living one of the units. So I was living in one of the units and managing at three other units. And then the tenants moved out and I renovated and I increased the rent. So which eventually it covered my PITI.
<That's>
and
amazing.
Now the valuation went up so high because now every rent has a fair market rent. Before it was really low market rent. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the rent control, but LA is very notorious for the rent control. So you cannot raise rent whatsoever unless, you know, they move out. So unfortunately that happened to me. So I was able to renovate each unit and increase the rent. So now it's generating a good cash flow.
Good.
So we are keeping it. Yes.
That's amazing. So I love that you said you got into it by accident and you house hacked, right? You lived.
Yes. There was house hacking. I even didn't realize there was house hacking 10 years ago, you know, but now house hacking is very popular, you know?
Okay. Well, you make me laugh. You make me think of something else. So you were doing house hacking before it even had a name, right? Right. It was just common sense to you. I'll live in one and rent out the others and have other people pay my bills.
Yeah.
Mel and I were the same way, right? We would buy buildings here. We would renovate them, renovate, rent, refinance, repeat, the Burr method.
I've done that too. Yes.
Yeah. We just call the common sense. We're like, we just buy a building here, make it better. And that's awesome. I love that you had a portfolio and your building must have increased in value just boatloads, right? Over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good for you.
So right now, the cash flow is good. So I'm keeping it for now. But who knows? Maybe I will do 1031 exchange, you know, if I find a good deal here in San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. Sell the fourplex and maybe buy something bigger. But
yes.
Okay. That's super, super awesome. I love your story, Miwa. I love what you're doing. I love what you've got going on. I love that you're a mom, a realtor, an investor, all of the above. If people want to reach out to you, how do they do so? Like if someone says, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need for myself or one of my family members or someone I know, I want Miwa to be my agent. How do they reach out to you? How do they get a hold of you?
All of my social media link has it on it. So it's called sellgrandmashousefast.com. I love
that. That's exactly what you're doing.
So in my website, all my social media handle is Miwae Realtor. And that's all my social media handles. And my website has all the direct link to my social media too.
Get a hold of Miwa. And we'll put all of that below as well. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Miwa, I'm so happy that you came on today, able to share your story with our audience.
Yes. And
keep doing great things. I love your story.
Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. My pleasure as well. Bye for now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Wow. I love that story. I can't believe she immigrated at 25 years old. I was not making big life decisions like that at 25. Love, love, love the story. Love that she's able to create time, right? She said, I've got a 3 and a 7-year-old. And because she's a real estate agent, right? She's able to actually work from home or have more time to herself. So absolutely love your story, Miwa. Again, if you are in the San Diego area and Miwa has that exact niche that you're looking for, reach out to her. She's part of our team. Or if you're looking for an investor-focused real estate agent as well, she's been trained by us, right? By Mel and I. So happy to have you part of the Action Agents, Miwa, and so pumped that you came on to share your story with the podcast today. If you like this one, check out the next one. I'm Dave. On behalf of the Action Agents, thank you so much for watching this episode. And if I've piqued your interest on eXp and the Action Agents or what we offer, send me a message and I'll gladly tell you all the benefits.